Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week and even your year as we sit here on New Year's Eve, on one day away from a brand new year, 2024. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I'm, of course, joined, as always, by your favorite, my favorite, my wife, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
It's Christy.
Oh, Christy.
People may wonder who you're talking about.
They may think I got a new wife.
You have to say even my name. Tina's just my nickname.
Let me try it again. My wife, Christy.
Yes, this is so much better.
Okay.
I'm doing good, by the way.
Doing good. That is confusing because we've been in several social settings and, you know, you discovered the name Tina this year. That's a fairly new thing, but it's become so common. Even my mom called you Tina at Christmas. She even stopped. She said, I never call you that. Mm-hmm. So it's become so common, it's like it's become your,
well, you know,
alias.
I've always wanted a nickname. Yeah. You know, you've got a nickname. My sister's got a nickname. Everybody we game with has nicknames, and I always wanted one.
Yeah.
We've even tried a couple different ones.
Yeah.
But Tina has stuck.
Like Hottie, Smoking Hot.
Well, I don't know if any of those were my nicknames, okay. But...
Oh, that's just
so
what
Tina has kind of stuck, but if you were to introduce your wife as Tina, some people would like not know who that was.
Yeah.
Not in podcast land, but people on the podcast know me as Tina. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So on the podcast, I can introduce you as Tina and it'd be totally fine.
I think that they probably know who we're talking about.
Okay.
But if you were to go out and about and say, this is my wife, Tina, they would think, you kind of got remarried.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just anyway.
Yeah. Christy, I'll also say this. You look very lovely today.
Well, thank you.
You were wearing some new Christmas attire, and you were looking good.
Well, I appreciate that. Red's my color.
Yeah. You wore it well. You're looking snazzy.
You also said I look skinny in my all black. I think it's just a mirage.
Yeah. That's why I wear black all the time, but I don't know how much it helps me.
I was like, well, thank you. That's not really what's going on the scales, but we're not talking about that. Just coming off of Christmas food
But
I appreciate the compliment.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, Christy, we did not get a Christmas episode in, so we are, by the time this episode comes out, it will be 2024.
Yeah.
It'll be the beginning of a brand new year, and that's hard to believe within itself. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe. So...
You know something special about today's date? Have you been seeing everybody post it? That it's the only time that it will be
1-2-3. 1-2-3. Oh,
12-31-23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
1-2-3-1-2-3. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of neat to me.
Yeah.
So, I just thought that it was, that's pretty interesting. People look at numbers sometimes and think of things.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd bring that up because today's the only day to be that.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, very good. Well, why don't we just jump into our first segment here, What's New? And if you are a new listener, this is a segment that we do pretty much every podcast.
All the time.
Let's talk about what's new, what's been going on in our world since the last time we did the podcast. That's been about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Christy, do you have anything new you want to talk about? How was Christmas? Why don't we start there, just kind of catch up with that.
Christmas was great. I thought we had a great Christmas day. My question of the day for all the junior little kids I teach today was, is your tree still up? And I was asking kids that. Is your tree up? And a lot
of kids said that their trees were still up?
Almost everyone I talked to. And I was like, am I still up too? I don't know when I'm going to take mine down. I may leave mine up all year. And one girl looked at me, even through the summer? And I was like, well, you know, I don't want to take it down. The thought of taking it down right now makes me really sad.
Well, we've talked about this before, but our family does superlatives. And you actually won a superlative for most likely to keep their Christmas decorations up till March this year. They do that at like our big family Christmas party. So do you think, are you think it's going to be March or?
I don't know. I normally take some of my Christmas decorations down by now, but I've even got the stockings still hung. I just, I don't know. I think once it's gone and down, and I won't be as happy anymore.
You did delay your the putting up of Christmas. It went up. I don't think it went up to like November. Normally, you're wanting to put it up in August.
Well, it's up, and now I don't want to take it down.
Okay.
So.
You know, I used to. I think I'm demonstrating some personal growth here, Tina. I used to fuss about that, but.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm at a place in life where I don't care. You keep that Christmas stuff up as long as you want if it makes you happy.
Well, it's just something about getting up with my little clicker and clicking on the tree in the living room and clicking on the tree in the bedroom, just clicking them on and having that glow of Christmas lights.
Do you feel like if you had other lights that were on that clicker that you would want to take the Christmas stuff down? Like, is it the clicker or is it what the clicker is turning on?
It's just the glow of the Christmas lights.
All right.
You know, and I've got the pretty Christmas lights in the kitchen, and I like to plug them up. I may leave those up. I think it's pretty in there.
With the Christmas garland, too?
It's just a little bit.
Yeah. So we're just leaving the Christmas garland and green
foliage up there.
Yeah.
To keep the kitchen pretty. But I don't know. That's just it for now.
Okay. All right.
So that's something that's new, just questions. I've been meaning to bring this up. You don't know about this.
Oh, okay.
But I thought I'd bring it up just to say I'll probably never do it again.
Okay.
So this is going to be a surprise to you. So a couple weeks ago, Boots kept climbing on Lily's curtain. And we've been using... what do you call it? Like, not command strips. We got it off of Amazon. It was curtain rackets with very strong adhesive on the back to hold the curtain rods up, like curtain rod holders. Remember
so
that?
That's why the curtain fails, because Boots been climbing the curtain.
I think he'd been climbing up on it, and one of the hooks came off of the adhesive.
Yeah, because it's not meant for cats to climb on.
Anyway, so it kept falling off, so... You were not here the other day. You had stayed late. I come home. That's when Will picked this up. And I said, you know, I've got some screws in the toolbox.
No, you didn't.
And a drill.
You screwed those things into the wall?
It's supposed to. It came with screws. But that's not what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll probably get some talking about after this podcast.
All right.
So I went and got the drill. And I drilled in the first one, and it went easy. It was easy. I was like, okay, I can do that on the right side. Now, the left side, it was a little difficult. I tried to screw it in. It wouldn't go in, so I'd move it. So I tried to screw it in another place. It wouldn't go in.
So you just kept making holes in the wall?
So there's a couple holes up there where... the curtain hanger thing goes.
Yeah.
But I thought, at least when the cat jumps on it now, it's not going to fall off. So, I haven't told you and I haven't even showed you. I made sure the curtain kind of hid it so nobody could see it. But let's just say, hanging things with nails and a drill is not something that I am good at. From now on, I'll call Jeremy to come help do it. Because... I did put a hole in one and it came right back out. And I was like, nope, that must not be where the stud's at. And then I seen a thing where you can take like a magnet or something with your watch, your Apple Watch thing, and rub it across the wall. And when you hit it, the stud or whatever, it stick to it. And it worked. And so I just let you know there's a couple more holes up there than supposed to be. But that's something else that's new. I know you don't have much to say. That's why we use command strips and don't really hang anything on the walls, because more than one hole gets put in there where it should be from time to time. I thought I'd tell you.
I don't ever have that issue.
That's because you don't ever hang anything.
I hung up all these shelves.
We want to talk about that?
Yeah, those shelves have been there for years.
Listen, guys, they look
great.
They look good.
Yeah.
But let's just say I wouldn't put a chair up under it and sit on it. Sit under it.
Yeah. Those things have been up there for years.
If I was to go back there right now, I'd have to push them back up because they're about to fall off.
Well, that's because I didn't screw them. I didn't screw them in. And so,
my point. I'm not going to let you screw up anything in the house.
No, listen, those shelves are fine. There's nothing wrong with those shelves. They've been there for years. The reason that they slide off, actually, it's only that middle one that slides off. It's because I didn't screw the nail into the
stud,
into the wall thing, like the thing that's in the wall.
Oh, I know. And I wouldn't go sit my chair up under it for too long.
You could sit under there for a year.
That's why the hats fall off and stuff. So
that's not why they fall off.
Screw things around in the house on
they
the
do,
walls.
They fall because off because people hit the door right behind that wall.
Okay.
Is the door, and people slam the door shut. Okay. That's why the hats fall off.
Okay, that's what you say.
That is true.
I just thought I'd bring up the wall in Lily's room, not necessarily about the whole house, but I just thought I'd share that with everybody, that if you need stuff hung in your house, don't call me, because you will have more than one hole where it should be just to get it to stick. So I'll just stick to my command strips that hold 16 pounds or more, because they seem to work a little bit better.
I don't even know. I don't even have anything to say about this after this.
I just don't want you to go in there and look. Because then,
I don't want to go in there because that's the cat cave anyway.
I don't want you to go in there and look and be like, my goodness, Christy, what were you doing? But nobody was here but me and Lily.
Well, why did you have to do it?
Because I didn't want the curtain falling again. And I knew if I got the nail in it, it wasn't going anywhere.
I had already put the curtain back up. Did it fall again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the adhesive wasn't sticking.
You know, if we had
anymore.
Not gotten a cat, that curtain wouldn't have fallen. I just wanted to bring that up.
I mean, that's not even in the conversation now. Boots is part of the family.
All right. Well, what else? Do you have anything else new, Tina?
I don't think so.
No? Nothing else?
You got a lovely picture, or lovely new addition back there.
I'm so glad you mentioned that.
If anybody is watching us on Spotify, you can notice that we have upgraded the lamp over here to behind him.
Yeah, if you're watching on Spotify,
it's no longer miniature.
Listen, this is breaking news. This part of the reason that this Christmas was so great was because of the gifts that I received. Now, the quality time, family time, all that kind of stuff was good. But you know what made it great? And the most shocking part of this is who gave this to me. It was my mom. My mom surprised me with a full-size leg lamp from the Christmas Story movie. I used to have a little leg lamp that's now by my bed. And fun fact, when I walked into my office today at church, somebody had given me a nightlight version of the leg lamp. It was sitting on my desk. Did you know anything about that? It was sitting on my desk. It was a nightlight version of it.
Who did that?
I don't know. It was just sitting on my desk. But this life-size leg lamp here, I'm trying to decide where I want to put it. I don't think I want to keep it right there. I think I want to put it back in this corner. I think I'm going to move it over to that corner. But nonetheless, it's here and it's beautiful.
I disagree. I think it's ugly.
What do you mean it's ugly? It's a life-size leg lamp.
It's a leg.
That's a lamp. It's a major award, Tina.
Your mama asked me about it. I told her it was on your list, but I thought it was ugly and I didn't necessarily want something big and ugly like that in the house, but I figured
it's
go ahead.
A major award, and we've got it. We won it. We won Christmas. Slap hands, Tina. Yeah, all right. There we go. That was one thing. Another really cool thing I got.
Mm-hmm.
My sister got it for me. My sister Stephanie.
Can we take it out of the box so everybody can see it?
No, we can't take it out of the box.
I don't understand that.
It's a one of one version of me as a Funko Pop. If you're watching on Spotify, you can see me. I think we look just alike.
It's twinsies. Holding a gaming
remote.
It's
got a game controller.
It's got your nickname on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, Christmas was great. It was great. Mm-hmm. And I have a leg lamp. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty great as well. I started to think if I had anything else really new to talk about. I got so distracted about all those holes in the wall, I'm trying to figure out if I got anything else to talk about.
I watched enough reels to know you can buy this little, like a marker thing, and put it over the holes. And
marker?
It's some type of marker thing. You can seal up the holes whenever.
I mean, I've watched people put eggplants in holes in their car and then seal them over.
Eggplants?
Yeah. You never seen that? Where people will put like... And they'll have be like a hole, and they'll put an eggplant over it in it, and then chop it off, and then plaster over it, and sand it, and paint it. You never seen that? It's the wildest, craziest thing. I don't even know how realistic that is.
I don't think that's real, but end up rotting. And
that's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's what I think. But anyway, reels be wild, though. The reels be wild. All right. Well, since we don't have anything else new to talk about, let's talk about something old, okay? So, you gave me some news, not great. I've got something for you that I've been saving that I wanted to share with you that I think you will be excited about. I think that you're going to like this. So, we do our podcast through a program. It used to be called Anchor, but then they've changed it to like Spotify podcast or something like that. But essentially it's run through Spotify. And so that's why we can do video through Spotify. All of that's kind of irrelevant. But one of the really cool things that they did this year was they sent us a recap of our year and just kind of some highlights, not like audio or video highlights, but just some information about our podcast that I thought that you would find very interesting. I thought was very interesting. And so I thought I'd share it with you, but I waited until we did this episode. I was going to do it when we did it at Christmas, but we didn't do it. So I've waited until now to share it with you. You've not seen it at all. No. Okay? So you're excited?
Oh, I hope so.
Are you nervous?
It depends on what it says.
No, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
So you know what it says.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think you're going to like it. All right. So here's just some information about the podcast for 2023. So this is just counting 2023. Okay? So the first thing is this. Episode 58. So way back in May, it was something about love languages again. Do you remember we kept talking about love languages and we kind of did it several weeks back to back? Well, the love languages again episode was our most consumed, most viewed, most listened to episode of the entire year.
Okay.
So do you remember? I don't remember hardly anything about that episode. I'd have to go back and listen to it for me to really know what that episode was about. Do you remember anything about it?
Imagine we talked about the love languages.
Yeah, I just don't remember like what the context was for that. But evidently, people loved it.
Okay.
It was a good one.
That's fun.
All right, so it was the most listened to podcast of last year. Okay, here's another one. Over half of the people that listen to our podcast started listening in 2023. So 56% of our listeners started listening inside of 2023.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So we've gained some people. So like we went from, that would mean we went from 3 listeners. That's where we added the 4 because we have those 7 faithful listeners. 4 of them joined us this year.
Okay.
So good for us.
Okay.
All right. You feel good about that?
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. This is not a shocker, but it was our podcast was mostly consumed in the United States. Does that surprise you at all?
No, that's not a surprise.
There was a whole thing that we did one time about these people in Germany that were listening to the podcast. I don't know what happened to them or if they're still around, but still, the United States is our most consumed. Here's another interesting piece of information. Our podcast, 65% of people that share our podcast, there are people sharing it.
That's good.
Which is awesome. They do it through either a direct link or through Instagram, which is pretty great. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very helpful way to share the podcast. I tell you something else I've done this past week is I told you about this. This isn't a surprising thing, but we started a Lots About Something TikTok page. Mm-hmm. Been getting a lot of views, like a thousand plus views on almost every video that we've done. Not all of them, but several. A lot of them have gotten 1,000 plus views, so that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. People love us, Dana. All right, here we go. I'm just going to click through these. This one had several things I'm just going to click through. The next thing is the most shared episode was episode 43. So this is way back in January. Was episode 43, something about telling lies. So I wonder if there was a lot of people that had been telling lies or knew people that had been telling lies, and they sent this episode to them. They were like, here.
You need to go listen.
You need to listen to this because they're setting you straight.
I don't remember what we talked about.
We talked about lies.
I guess so.
So that was the most shared episode. We currently have a 5.0 rating on our podcast. You can't get any higher than that.
Oh, that's good.
It is for the people that have taken the time to rate the podcast. They have all rated us as a 5.0. So that's great.
That's because we have good listeners.
We do have great listeners. Okay. This is just telling us that we did 36 video episodes. We started doing video episodes this year.
It said we turned our camera on.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
We were in the top 10% of most viewed video episodes.
That's good.
So I don't know like what that's comparable to, mm-hmm. but, and then the next thing says that we've had 35% growth.
Oh, good.
This year.
Okay.
We've grown 35%. And then let's see, let me go through. Okay. So this is what I was going to tell you this is the part that I think is going to surprise you the most. So for 40 listeners, we are in their top 10 favorite podcasts.
Oh,
okay. For 40 listeners, I guess they listen to our podcast top 10.
Thankfully. Yeah.
All right. For 37 people, we're in their top 5. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
We got 37 listeners?
Well, we have 7, I know. And then drum roll, please.
This is so exciting.
For 21 listeners, we are their number one podcast.
21! Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the 21,
you can never say 7 anymore.
So for the we have 7 listeners.
We've got 21.
No.
It has tripled.
This is just saying that there are 21 people that listen to our podcast only ever once, maybe. But we have 7 faithful, loyal listeners.
I feel like there's at least 21 people out there now.
Okay.
This doesn't lie.
It could lie. I mean, Spotify's the one that made this.
Don't rain on the parade.
Okay.
Don't rain on the Spotify parade. Right. Let's just think that we have that today.
Okay. All right. That's what we got, Tina.
Okay. That's good. 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 Good stuff.
21 divided by 3 with 7 faithful listeners. All right. Then. Just a couple other things. We created 1,700 minutes of content this year.
Wow.
And we have 21 top fans. Let's see. There's something else I was going to show you here. Yeah, there's that. Oh, that's all the stuff. Okay. All right. So that's it. That's all I got. So,
that's great.
Good job, Tina. You've done well podcasting this year.
It's definitely been a little ride, hadn't it?
Yeah, it's been good. And good ride. Coming up in 2024, I think, is exciting because we're going to hit 100 episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we're going to hit 100 episodes next year.
Yep. What are we on today?
This will be, I don't know. It's a good question. Let's see.
That's okay. You ain't got to worry about it right now.
I can't remember. We're in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember 80 what.
Okay.
So.
I'm excited about, are we done talking about that?
Yeah.
I am excited about New Year's Day because I'm sure people do this all over the place, but I cook New Year's Day food. So I'm excited to cook some black-eyed peas and some collards.
Okay.
And a little Boston butt. And some fried cornbread. I'm going to do some homemade fried cornbread.
I love that.
You know, so
that cornbread that you make is so good.
You know, that's just kind of different. What are we talking about? But New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, it's what that's what I'm planning on doing. I'd asked your mom if she was cooking, and they're like, no, we're going to go eat. And I'm like, really? On New Year's Day? No, we cook at home. We're cooking at home. So.
Well, I think mom and them, we used to do that. I remember we grew up cooking at home, eating black-eyed peas, collard greens. Fun fact, I never eat collard greens till we got married.
Mm-hmm.
I had never eaten them. I was like, no way. That, turnips, against them. The turnips, right? Or
I don't eat turnips. I eat collards.
Collards?
There's a difference.
I like both. I eat both. Mm-hmm. I had never eaten any of that. Cabbage, never eaten any of that until we got married. But, I like all of that stuff.
Yeah, so that's just something new. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Well, speaking of New Year traditions, things that you do to bring in the new year, I found a list of New Year superstitions that I'm not a superstitious person. Like, I'm not afraid of the number 13. Black cats don't freak me out. I'll walk underneath a ladder, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm not a superstitious. I may be a little stitious, but I'm not superstitious. Get it? I need a laugh button because that was a good one.
Okay.
All right. You don't think so? All right. Anyway, there's some New Year traditions or superstitions, excuse me, that I wanted to just kind of share with you. You tell me if you've ever heard of them before.
I do some of them.
Okay. You do some of them? Okay. All right. So the first one is this. First one may be my favorite on the list. Whether I'm stitious or not, I think we should participate in this one, and it's seal the new year with a kiss. So don't mess around with this one. If you want harmony in your relationship this year, legend has it that the first kiss of the new year should be with your beloved at the stroke of midnight, so you'll stay happy and together for the next 12 months. So I feel like I'm stitious enough to do this one.
I would think if we're awake, we do it.
Yeah. Do you think we'll be awake at midnight?
Well, I mean, if what time we've been going to bed the last couple of nights is any indicators, we'll be up tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Man, we've gotten into a bad sleep schedule.
Well, more you than me, but I'm a 9:30 kind of person, and
you've been midnight. Like 12:30.
I've been midnight, and I'm not gonna lie. It's Christmas break. Let's just live it up, Christmas break.
Yeah, we out to midnight.
Oh!
All right, here we go. Next one. Don't wash those clothes. This is an odd one. According to folklore, if you wash clothes on New Year's Day, you'll be washing for the dead or washing a loved one away, meaning someone in your household will die in the coming year. Wow. Get your laundry washed, dried, and folded, and put away before New Year's Eve.
I've heard of don't wash your clothes, but I always thought it meant whatever you're doing that day is what you'll be doing the whole year.
I think that's what I have
heard before. So I don't want to be washing clothes.
Okay. So you're
that's what mine
you
is.
Buy into this one.
I try not to wash any clothes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Put food in your pantry. This is a no-brainer, but you should make sure to have food in your cupboards before midnight. This, think of it as an insurance policy. If you have food on hand, you'll continue to have food throughout the year, according to tradition.
I've never heard of that one. Have you?
I don't think I have either.
Okay.
All right. Buy the right kind of food. While you want food in your pantry or refrigerator, make sure it's not chicken or lobster. Why, you ask? Because both of those animals walk backward and you want to move forward in the new year. So if you have chicken or lobster in your refrigerator, it's got to go. Could you make that on New Year's Eve and it would count?
I've never heard of that, but that's quite hilarious.
Yeah. So you gotta get rid of chicken and lobster.
Well, I don't. We're not gonna have any lobster, but.
Well, if we got chicken, we got to get rid of it because we want to move forward in 2024.
It's frozen and it doesn't have legs.
Okay. So. All right. Let the new year in. I read this one earlier. It kind of made me laugh. At the stroke of midnight, you should open your doors and windows to let the old year out and the new one in.
I've never heard of that either.
You know what? Most of the time, last few years, we've barely been awake and in the bed at midnight. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we're going to. But I may do that. I may jump up and go throw open every door we got and yell, Happy New Year. You know, we live in a neighborhood, but we still have people that shoot fireworks.
Oh, man. Not even on the New Year's Eve. I thought I heard some last night when I was laying in the bed.
Oh, I didn't. I don't think I did, but.
People like to pop fireworks.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's another one. A couple more here. Save sweeping for January the 2nd. If you have dust on your floor on New Year's Day, leave it there. The idea is that you sweep out luck if you sweep on New Year's Day.
Okay, so, I'm down for that. No sweeping for me tomorrow.
So no laundry and no sweeping on New Year's Day.
This is getting to be a good day. Is there any no washing the dishes either?
I don't know.
Let's keep looking.
All right. Mysterious guest is another one. This is a long one. Okay. The first guest in your home on New Year's Day fills an important role in the coming year. It's said that the person, sometimes called the first footer, foretells the kind of luck that you expect during the next 12 months. Who's the luckiest guest to have? A tall, dark, handsome man who brings you a gift. Again, a no-brainer. But who you don't want to cross your threshold first on a New Year's Day, a blonde, a redhead, or a female should be barred from coming into your home first. You should also ban gravediggers, doctors, and cats from the mix. So cats cannot cross the door. The first person into your home needs to knock and be admitted. He or she to walk through the house and leave by a different door. This is a lot of rules for this particular one. And the other thing, those first in after midnight cannot have flat feet, cross-eyed, or eyebrows that meet in the middle of their forehead.
That sounds silly.
You got to be careful who you invite. Listen, if you've got people that have flat feet, cross-eyed, a unibrow, they have a cat with them, they're a grave digger, a doctor, a redhead, a blonde, or a female, you need to rethink your visitor list for New Year's.
We're not going to have any visitors on New Year's anyway.
No. But you know what?
Stay indoors.
I'm going to call Jeremy. He's the tallest, dark-haired gentleman that I know. And get him to bring me a gift over first thing tomorrow morning.
Well, you can't go in anybody's house because you're flat-footed.
That's true. I cannot be the first. Podcast. Do not invite me over as the first guest of 2012 because I'm flat-footed and I will bring you bad luck. I don't have a unibrow, though, so I'm mostly appreciative of that.
So you couldn't go in somebody's house or bring boots?
Nope. I cannot. Don't ask me to bring boots either. We're bad luck. But yeah, I'm going to reach out to my brother-in-law and see what he's doing in the morning.
I think he's got to work.
You think he'll bring me like a sausage biscuit without count?
I think he's got to go to work.
On New Year's Day?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Here we go. A couple more things. Right food. So when the tall, here we go. It goes on.
Oh, my goodness.
When the tall, dark, handsome man shows up with a gift, let's hope it's black eyed peas and collards.
Oh, yeah.
The combination staples on Southern tables on New Year's Day are said to represent coins and greenbacks. This translates into good luck and financial gains in the new year. So we'll be participating in this one.
Yeah, we do that every year.
I need to eat more. We need to prepare more. I need to eat more of this year so that we can have more good luck and more financial gain. Past grapes in many Latin American countries. Grapes are eaten as the new year begins. 12 grapes are eaten on New Year's Eve, and it's supposed to bring you good luck.
Mm-hmm.
You should make noise. And as midnight arrives, you need to get so loud that the ghosts of the past year are startled and leave your home. I don't believe in ghosts, so that one doesn't work with
me.
Keep it in. Don't take anything out of your home on New Year's Day. Literally nothing. No garbage goes out. No packages are taken to the car. Our luck will go out with you and not come back in. And then last one, think in circles.
Eat something.
Eat something that is in the shape of a circle. Think a donut and you will have good luck. Do you think those grapes would count as something circle? I think they do.
Our corn fritters would be circled, so we
can. Hey, if it has something to do with eating something, I think I'm stitious on that. And for the fact that I don't want to have to go anywhere, I'm stitious on the not having to go to somebody's house to bring them bad luck as their first guest. So I'm also in on my brother-in-law bringing me a sausage biscuit in the morning. So I guess we'll see how the new year goes. We're prepared with all the stitiousness.
I know that we're going to have collards, and I know we're going to have black-eyed peas.
Tina.
So we're good.
What are you hoping for in the new year? Anything that you can think of? Anything that you are wanting to accomplish this year?
I don't know. That's just a random question you asked me. I don't know.
It is. I'm not a resolution kind of person, but I think that there are goals. I normally write a list of goals, things that I'd like to accomplish, in the upcoming year. I think, I've got some financial goals that I'd like to achieve this year. I've got some vehicular goals that I'd like to, achieve. Yeah. I'd like to achieve this year.
Just mine's health. I look healthy on the outside, but I still need to be healthy. My goal is just to do that, to be healthy for the girls. So, and that's just a work in progress. It doesn't happen overnight. So just that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, very good. Well, why don't you wrap us up? We are wrapping up 2023 as we do this, but really, when this is live, we'll be launching 2024. So why don't you launch us with a great wow?
I will. And I feel like this is a good wow to wrap up the end of the year.
Okay.
For anybody that's listening today or this week. So it's in James 1, starting in verse 2. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing."
Yeah.
So, just this year, it may not always be easy. You may go through some difficult times, but that's your faith, building your faith. And now we got to have that to grow. You don't want to stay in the same place. You want to continue to grow. And so just know at the end of it, we'll be perfect, complete, and needing nothing.
That chapter in the book of James, chapter 1, is one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite in all of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of what it says, but the message it tells. Because truth is, There will be trouble. Jesus tells us that in this world, you will have trouble. There'll be, just like the end of this year, I can reflect back and I can think of a lot of good things that have happened, but I can also think of a lot of challenges that we've had through the year. Mm-hmm. And I think both of those are important. I think there are the successes, the things to celebrate, the laughs, the good times, those are important. But those challenges are important too, because whether we are in a trial or whether we are not, those things work together to help shape us into the people that we're needing to be and who God's called us to be. And so we cannot think that God has wasted 1 minute of celebration or 1 minute of tribulation on our lives, because what James is saying is that the testing of your faith, that difficult moment, is just as important as that happy moment, because it makes us complete. It completes our life. If we only had good things, then we wouldn't have the strength to endure from the difficult times that we've had to face. And so that's just a really important scripture for us to walk into. So as we go into 2024, you know, man, let's celebrate what's been good. Let's learn from what's been difficult. And I think if we'll keep that focus going into a new year, it's going to help us as we move forward. So,
thought it was a good scripture. Wow, to get us on the right path.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Tina, Christy, whatever your name is, Hey, it's been a great year with the podcast. We've had a wonderful year. So I'm looking forward to another year. We're going to hit 100 episodes, mm-hmm. Lord willing, this next year. So it should be really good. And but in all of that, man, I'm thankful for everybody that's listened to the podcast, everybody that tunes in every single week, mm-hmm. that comment, that watch the videos, you know, they stop us, send us messages, all that kind of good stuff. All of that's really special. So we're thankful for each and every one of you that do that. So with that being said, man, we'd love it if you would connect with us, whatever platform that you listen on. If you've not yet done so, hit the follow button, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You can watch us on Spotify. And you can also connect with us on TikTok, Instagram, and check out clips there as well. So that's what we got. Well, happy new year to you. I hope that you have a blessed one. I hope that your new year is safe and that you don't have any flat-footed people through your door first. All right? Until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.